Nearly 50,000 workers across the University of California's 10 campuses are on strike.
We got the power! Union power!
We got the power!
We got the power!
It's one of the largest strikes in recent history, and union leaders say it's the biggest strike ever at an academic institution. There are mass class cancellations throughout the UC system. Summer Lin is the Los Angeles Times reporter covering the protests and joins me now for the latest. Summer, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
Can you begin by telling us who is it on strike at the schools?
So this strike comprises of about 48,000 postdocs, academic researchers, student researchers, and academic student employees represented by a multi-unit union. The strike is happening at all of the university's campuses, as well as the Lawrence Berkeley National Lab.
Okay. And for those not in California, let's lay out the breadth of the UC system. So there are 10 schools up and down the state, from, you know, the more well-known ones like UCLA and UC Berkeley to schools in some of the smaller pockets of the state like UC Merced, UC Davis. Are staff at all of these schools striking?
So the just the staff in the four bargaining units for the union. So that comprises of academic researchers, student researchers, not including the faculty members or lecturers, which have their own union.
Okay. And you spoke to many of those on strike yesterday, including Jamie Mondello, who's a grad student worker, who explained why they were protesting.
We are out here fighting for better working conditions. We are overworked and underpaid, and we are fed up.
What are the striking staff asking for exactly, and where is the University of California falling short?
So the workers are demanding for significant pay increases, childcare subsidies, enhanced healthcare for dependents, longer family leave, public transit passes, and lower tuition costs for international scholars. The two sides have recently agreed on stronger protections against workplace bullying and abuse, but they differ on the wages. The UC has offered a salary scale increase of 7% in the first year, and 3% in each subsequent year, while workers have asked for a $54,000 base salary, which would amount to more than double the workers' average current pay of about $24,000 a year.
I mean, that strikes me as very low. I also live in California, and the cost of living here is very high. It's one of the most expensive states anywhere in the country, no matter where you are in the state. I'd love to just focus in on housing for a moment, because as you mentioned, they're asking for higher wages, specifically so they spend no more than 30% of their wage on housing. How's the university responded to this specific demand?
So the university has said that their offers are generous and responsive to union priorities, and the current proposals would bring up the employees closer to private university wages. And the UC also offers housing subsidies, but the workers are saying that it's not enough.
Okay, so you've been out on some of the campuses. Tell us what the scenes are like out there. We're hearing that some of the classes are cancelled, but how are students and faculty reacting?
The students I've spoken to have been pretty largely supportive of the strike. Some have reported their discussion groups, which are typically run by teaching assistants, being cancelled or postponed, and their classes also being cancelled or moved online. They're also anticipating some disruptions to grading and assignments during the strike, and a lot of professors have also been supportive of the strike. We've heard that one of them, instead of canceling class, had their students listen to a presentation on some of the issues that the union is bargaining over.
You know, it's a very high-profile and prestigious university system. It's a massive number of workers striking. What do you think the ramifications are for the labor movement, you know, both here on the campuses of the UC schools and at large?
So public support for organized labor has reached its highest level in 50 years. Labor experts have also said the high cost of living in California has workers complaining about inflation and high rent high rent prices, and they really see unions and striking as a way to better their standard of living and demand changes of their employer. Experts are also saying the strike could be a turning point for graduate student workers at other schools and up other campuses.
Well, we will keep everybody posted. Los Angeles Time reporter Summer Lin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.